I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Good to have you here. Both Russia and China are under the spotlight today as serious threats to American national security, in different ways, though, and in a few minutes we'll get to which one represents the more serious threat to the U.S. Today we saw an extraordinary full-court press from both sides of the Atlantic against cyber attacks by Russia.
The GRU is an aggressive, well-funded official body of the Russian state. It can no longer be allowed to act aggressively across the world.
It is evident from the allegations in today's indictment that the defendants believe that they could use their anonymity to act with impunity, to undermine international institutions, and to distract from their government's own wrongdoing. They were wrong.
Officials there speaking at two separate news conferences, one in Washington, the other in The Hague in the Netherlands. Both pressers detailed how Russian intelligence officers launched cyber attacks against targets in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. A wide variety of targets involving everything from a nuclear power company in Pennsylvania to agencies looking into Russian doping in sports. Anthony Deutsch is the Netherlands bureau chief for Reuters. He was at the press conference today in The Hague. There are a lot of layers to this. Can we just start with the targets? What have we learned from the Netherlands, the UK, and the US about who was targeted and why?
It was described as the uncovering of a global conspiracy. They said that this Russian military intelligence unit had targeted everything from a U.S. nuclear power company, Westinghouse, to anti-doping organizations, dozens of them all over the world, from Brazil to Lausanne in Switzerland and the FIFA Global Soccer Organization to the international investigation into the MH17 airliner crash, all the way to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in The Hague, which was the moment when the Dutch intelligence got wind of this operation.
That's a lot of diverse targets. Was there any announcement of motive or why the Russians are alleged to have conducted these operations?
They started around the time of the Summer Olympics in Brazil back in 2016. Russia was trying to retaliate after its athletes were banned from taking part in the games. Other motives are that it was an ally with Syria, where the Chemical Weapons Organization had launched an investigation, and also the investigation by the same organization in Salisbury, where a former Russian spy was poisoned with his daughter earlier this year. So a lot of ground covered by these four intelligence agents who are exposed today.
One piece of this story, I got to say, I mean, this is a cliche, but it does read like a spy thriller. Dutch law enforcement caught the Russian GRU agents red-handed trying to hack into the Hague's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Can you just walk us through what happened?
Absolutely. If you had been sitting there, you would have thought you had been caught up in a thriller. They said that they first discovered these four men on the 10th of April. And you have to picture the context here. This is a few weeks after the poisoning of this former Russian agent in this English village. These four men flew from Moscow to Amsterdam Airport on April 10th. They all had diplomatic passports. The Dutch intelligence today distributed photographs of these guys, including their passport numbers, their photographs, everything. And you could see from the documentation that the passport numbers only differed by one digit. So saying these guys were issued special diplomatic passports for this trip. Once they arrived in Amsterdam, they rented a Citroën and drove to The Hague, where the Chemical Weapons Organization is based. And they checked into a hotel there, a Marriott hotel. And the moment they were caught red-handed was they were in the parking lot of the hotel where they had taken the trash out of their hotel room. And they were caught with the trunk of their car popped open, and they had a whole bunch of gear back in there. They had laptops. They had equipment that is used to hack into a network. So they were trying to steal the passwords of staff of the Chemical Weapons Organization so that they could then log on to their network. Now, this is the moment where the Dutch kind of swooped in, caught these guys and picked them up. And as they did this, the guys tried to destroy some of the equipment, including the cell phones, so they knew they'd been had.
Where are these men now? Do we know?
So what happened is the Dutch then detained these guys and they threw them out of the country. The military intelligence didn't have an arrest warrant or there was no indictment against them. So they said they're believed all to be back in Russia.
You know, I'm thinking about some of the aspects of this story of the Russian hack into The Hague's OPCW. Should we be surprised that the Dutch government, presumably with the blessing of the British government, they're providing this level of detail in an intelligence investigation?
I mean, these kinds of details, it's going to be a long time before you hear details like this coming out of probably any Western intelligence agency. What's been happening is every time that Russia comes up as being involved, for example, in the Salisbury poisoning, every time that Russia is even remotely linked to any of these activities, they just retaliate with countless smoke screens and try to distort information. So what I think they were attempting to do today is provide such irrefutable detail, releasing copies of these guys' passports, pictures of the car they had rented with the license plate, pictures of the equipment that they had used. It's really an amount of detail that would never be released because they don't want to expose how they operate or how much they know. And I think they just wanted to show, look, we've got you. We caught you red-handed. Deny this. And Dutch intelligence mentioned kind of a very elaborate and close cooperation between intelligence agencies across the globe. This type of cooperation and type of coordination, the collective condemnation of activities of the Russian military intelligence, kind of sets a stage for ramping up political tensions and deteriorating already very poor diplomatic relations.
Anthony Deutsch, bureau chief for Reuters in the Netherlands, speaking with us from The Hague. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.